What did you need when you were 10?
What did I need when I was 10?
Mm.
To get out of my introvert shell. Yeah, I was such an introverted kid. Like,
yeah.
I'd go out and get back from school, go to my room, game, not talk to, barely even associated. Like, my parents even thought there was something wrong with me. Like, I was like a mute child.
Yeah.
Like, I'd just go to my room, play games. Like, is he okay? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, man. And so that's what I needed when I was 10, to get out, to be more active, I was still young back then, like, perceptions hadn't developed fully about the world and me defining myself at that age, but, like, yeah, just to be more sociable at that age, and,
nice. Yeah. Okay. What did you want when you were 10?
Yeah, I'll come back to that.
Yeah. I guess video games or something. Yeah, I'll come back to it.
I guess it was the gaming side of it, yeah.
Mm. Okay, what do you need now?
What do I need now? I need... Because you don't need and want. People almost like think it's like the same thing, but they're very two different things.
They are. They're
very... need.
Mm.
I think I need to embrace being alone more.
Mm.
And the reason for this is, that kind of goes, people be wondering, like, oh, that just goes off from what you were saying. That goes contradicts about the 10-year-old self being to be more sociable.
Mm.
And why I need this is because you got to guard your energy.
Yeah.
And you got to take care of your needs first. And no one's going to put yourself first.
Mm.
And yeah, I'm just trying to speak from the heart here.
Hey, do your thing, man. Literally, you are. It's good.
It's
like what Tesla says, isn't it? Be alone. Like, that's where ideas come.
Yeah, and so, yeah, embrace being alone, because it's very easy to get stuck in this group and herd mentality of wanting to always do something with someone, always wanting to go out, always wanting to chill with people.
Yeah.
Instead of, hey, what do I need to get done today? What's going to move the needle right now? What do I, long-term goals, what's going to help me gravitate me towards that? Where am I placing my attention and time most right now?
Yeah.
Instead of wanting to chill. And when you want to chill too much, there's nothing wrong with wanting to chill. There's moderation in everything.
Mm.
But
misery loves company. It
stems from a fear of loneliness and a fear of facing yourself.
Mm.
Facing yourself. And you see tons of us, we all, myself included the most, is you can't fear silence. You have to embrace it. It brings peaceness and calmness of mind, and we like to fill in the silence with music and chilling with other people and group politics, constantly going out or things like that. And in life, there's moderation and self-control is very key.
Yeah.
It's very key. And of course, like, I'm a flawed human. I'm not perfect.
No, I see. Yeah.
We don't always practice what we preach.
Oh, 100%.
It's about aligning yourself with your core self, saying, okay, enough's enough. Here's when. I had a bit of fun.
Mm.
All right, let's get on the grind now. So what I need right now is, to embrace being alone more and to understand that I got me, and that's all I've got.
Mm.
And no matter how many people we surround ourselves with, we are alone. You were born alone, and you'll die alone.
Mm.
And the reason why I said no matter how many people you surround yourself with, you still feel alone sometimes.
Mm.
Not in a loneliness point of view, but in a way that no one has walked the unique journey that you have in life.
No,
because we are all imagine like God put us in a pot and put all these ingredients into us, and it's, he's saying, oh no, I want bits of you like this, bits of you like this, and more as we get older, more ingredients get added to our pot through our parents, they're putting the ingredients a bit, and our friends, if you're not careful, they're putting hot sauce in there, or they're putting that good in there. And so you gotta watch what ingredients are being put into your pot right now.
Yeah.
How is that molding you? How's that shaping you? What's that? What's gonna be the end product if it keeps going that way? And yeah, man. Too many cooks spoil the broth.
Fire. You know what? That was a real full out answer as well. Nah, I appreciate that.
Embrace being alone more.
Cool.
Definitely, because it goes back to this concept of extreme ownership, which has saved me. Literally, is that all I got is me, man. And having a value system, okay, here's my value system. For example, it could be, your value system could be self-respect and self-discipline. And the self-discipline for me is, I could be going to the gym every day without fail, regardless of how I'm feeling. And it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
Easier said than done, because when I first started this gym journey, you know, I'd build muscle, then I'd lose it all because I'd be inconsistent, I'd get in. I feel like once you get results, complacency is your enemy. Because you think it will stay there.
Yeah.
You think, that's why gym is such a, like, a revealer of life. Because like it shows that if you're consistent with something, it will pay off. But if you let your foot off the gas, the car will stop.
That's what Schwarzenegger says as well. He says a good body is the one thing you can't fake. Like you have to put the work in. You have to, and that's how you can you can rate. And I guess that links into the physical. Why people put so much value on the physical as well? Because it's the one thing you can't feel. Like you can get your implants or you can get your, but you can't fake like a good physique. And
judge by appearances naturally.
Yeah.
And you see, like the most for us men, it's the suit. Why hasn't the suit gone out of style yet?
Yeah.
Because it's a conveyance of power and authority and self-mastery. Interpolation. So it's a term by Louis Althusser, the same thing I was talking about, the ideological state apparatus. So interpolation is leading someone from like point A to point B.
Mad.
So for example, is advertisers interpolate us to buy their products by taking us on a character archetype story to saying, hey, you're this skinny guy who wants to be like this big muscly guy. Our products today, we don't buy into the products, we buy into the intangibles of a product. We buy into the emotions, lifestyles and identities that come with that product. So that's why you see with brands like Nike who market lifestyles, they market just do it. It's a way of living. It's, and how do they market it? They use, they give endorsements to people like celebrities, people we look up to, the authoritative experts in fields that, because we're all fans of someone. We all love something. So if it's football, they use Cristiano Ronaldo. If it's basketball, they use LeBron James, the Kobe Bryants, and the Michael Jordans. Everyone has a desire to be like that, relentlessness that they have.
Yeah.
That they make their work ethic is second to none, and they have effortless effort.
Yeah.
You know what? Effortless effort is when you make something look so easy, but you only made it easy because you've done something 30,000, 50,000, 100,000 times over 20, 25 years.
Yeah.
That's why Kobe, when he does that fadeaway, is like,
second nature.
Boy,
yeah.
You are cold. It's about separating yourself. It's about going, it's about doing the opposite of what the masses are doing. So if the masses are going one way, it's going the other way. there's a quote that says, "Know yourself, know others, know others, know yourself," by Sun Tzu, a Chinese strategist.
Mm.
That's true. When you know more about others, you see, as we talk about mirror neurons, you see those their acts in yourself. And when you act irrational or you lash out, you see that.
Yeah.
Look inward.
Yeah.
But most people look outward. Who are you pointing the fingers to blame at?
Yeah.
It's not me, it's not you. That's why this concept of extreme ownership completely annihilates that idea that, hey, it was my girlfriend that did this. Hey, my mom's not giving me enough money. Or dad said I can't buy the new iPhone. It's that sense of entitlement.
And it is easier said than done, but definitely is when you take accountability.
Easier said than done.
Mm.
And with this concept of extreme ownership, when you take extreme ownership, the entitlement dies.
Yeah.
It dies down with that. Neediness dies. Mm. And it's about really digging down and going back to what I want is pick up some skills. As I'm leaving university, I want to, right now, me and you, where are we practicing? Public speaking.
Yeah.
It's public speaking.
Yeah.
And communication. Communication is essential. Especially young people. Young people make this mistake a lot is, I got a clothing brand. Hey, who wants it?
Yeah.
It's like,
throwing stuff at the
They're just throwing it out. It's like, let them see if it's shit or hit the wall.
Yeah.
Like a monkey. And that's fine. Like, if you got the popularity, all of that, the fan base group, that's calm. Like, sell it to your fans.
Yeah.
But you see the big brands like Nike, how are they cutting through people? It's by targeting a very specific type of person.
Yeah.
We see cologne brands like market people like Chris Hemsworth and Brad Pitt to us in suits and Armani, and who are they targeting? They're targeting masculine, millennial, whether they're millennial on their purpose, grinding, who muscular, and who have this hustler mentality getting after it compared to. So when they target that very specific type of person, do you think nerds?
Yeah.
Or. Not nerds. Nerds isn't the word to say.
Nah, that's...
So the Silicon Valley tech guys.
Yeah,
who...
real life.
Skinny guys. Do you think they'll resonate with that target audience? Nah. That's good for those brands because they're pushing those people away and they're getting more of who they want. Especially if they're going out doing, of course, all their SEO, marketing, targeted advertising, all that.
Yeah.
To reach them. Style communicates internally to the world how you feel about yourself.
Yeah.
And it's not, and that's what you see with the suits and the suits is another, it's just a great example of, hey, this is how you should address me. Like, you walk into a room, like, you're telling the people around to you, this is how you should address me. Like, the same thing, clothes can also hide vices. So a lot of people hide in their clothes and use that as a way to mask insecurities. But at the end of the day, like, just step. This is what Jocko said. Just step, go.
Yeah.
Those two words, step, go. Whenever you're feeling fear, step, go. Make the decision. That's like saying our parents have never had a moment of self-doubt in their life.
Yeah.
Or the people who are blessed enough to have parents got to have empathy as well. Be grateful for that. And we're all flawed beings. So don't let your insecurities hold you down. Embrace them. Your power is in your authenticity and your ability to be vulnerable, man.
What do you have?
What do I have?
Yeah.
Family. Family is the first thing that came into my head. Family is all you've got in this life because family is the only people that will look out for you, so family. The second thing, what have I got? Well, we talked about this, but all I've got is myself. Like, the only whatever I want to do in life is up to me, my attitude, and the degree of effort and sacrifice that I exchange for what I want. Time is our most important asset.
One thing you can't get money. Back.
Not
one
money.
Thing you can't
one
get
thing
back.
You can't get back.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on time, though?
Well, my biggest pet peeve is wasted time, innit? Biggest pet peeve is wasted time. And it is. It's because it's the one thing you can't get back. People like Bill Gates, they say something like, Bill Gates, if he drops £5 on the floor, it's not even worth him picking it up.
Time is an invisible asset, and that is why we value it the least.
Yeah.
But when death gives us that snap of the head, that slap on the back of the head, it reminds us of how precious time is, and that we are not invincible to the life forces. Whatever you're going through in this life, you can overcome it. You can overcome it. Don't live in the fear of the past or the fear of the future. Live in the present now, because, Lord, this present is all we've got. And I would not take granted my family. I would not take granted for this time you've given me. And I just want to thank you for all the things that you have given me, and not to ask for anything. You know, you're just talking to someone and you feel like they're just not giving you energy.
Yeah.
They're just, they're giving you that energy that they don't want to be, that you're disturbing them, or the vibes just don't set, you don't connect like that. And I can tell from some of my best friendships and relationships I have in this life are from people I met spontaneously, where we just connected just like that.
Yeah.
Like that, and be like, yo, I can vibe to this guy. And you know, when you vibe, it's all about your aura, your energy. How do you radiate? What's your light saying?
What do you want now?
Oh, fitness goals. That's the biggest thing for me. Like, without fear, I go hit the gym. Bond with my family, become a better brother, a better son.
Nice.
A better brother, a better son. I'm a student of life.
Yeah.
And when you get to know yourself, and when you get to understand yourself, you realize that there is so much you don't know, and it's almost like a bottomless trench.
Yeah.
Like an ocean, like an iceberg. You can't get too
deep.
You can't get too suffocated through this information age we live in, but you have to have a sense of detachment. You can always learn something from someone.
Mm.
Whether it's good or bad, you teach me how to act, character traits to emulate within myself, or you teach me how not to act. And man, and it's very important. And when you have that lifelong learning mindset, man, accompanied by humility and a willingness to get stuck in, you're good places, man, because closed mouths don't get fed.